The woodshop in Totem Park's visitor center is quiet. Stop by, and you won't hear buzzsaws or belt sanders. Instead, you'll hear a silent group of students carving away at slabs of wood. They're making traditional Alaska Native paddles. Their focus is on their craft. Pacific High School senior Daniel Abril says it's a time for him and his classmates to quiet their minds.
Just now, I was just like realizing, wow, like nobody's talking, and I was just sitting here, we're all just working really diligently, and yeah, I was just found myself thinking back on a lot of things, not necessarily just school, but outside of school.
The walls of the woodshop are lined with works by well-known carvers like Bill Brady and Harold Jacobs. Sophomore Eric Alvarado says that dance staffs, masks, and other carvings displayed on the walls make him want to create more, maybe something like a totem pole.
I think I'd probably do a totem pole of some of my ancestors, like Tlingit and Haida, kind of them watching over me. And every once in a while I have a lot of anxiety and depression, and probably me like leaning down and them with their arms on my shoulders. I think that would be a really touching totem pole.
Mark Sixby is an education specialist of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. He teaches the carving class through the Sitka Native Education Program, a partnership with the Sitka School District that aims to preserve and promote cultural education among students in the district. Sixby says it's one example of the tribe's long history of passing culture on to new generations.
This wing of the building was created with the intention, with the mission of perpetuating art through teaching new young artists, traditional art forms. And so we have a room for metals, a room for regalia, and a room for wood.
Sixby says it's not uncommon for his students to fall into silence as they carve chips of wood away. It's the nature of hands-on work.
When you're carving a paddle, if you're engaged in the process, you're not anxious about the future or depressed about the past. You're living right now in the present.
Matt Groen is a Pacific High social studies teacher who carves alongside his students. He says the beauty of this class, on a very basic level, is that it comes on Friday afternoon.
When a lot of people are staring at the clock and waiting for the weekend, it gets tools in their hands and it gets an actual physical project for them to work on.
Students at Pacific High have a unique learning environment. Regular classes only run Mondays through Thursdays, and every Friday, students are given an opportunity to explore career options through classes taught by community members in Sitka. Groen says this carving class is more than a therapeutic art class for his students.
Really, it's a way to access real-life skills, it's a way to access culture, it's a way to access history, and it's a way to access connection to place.
Sixby says teaching traditional arts like paddle carving is important for the preservation and growth of Alaska Native cultures. But this class also helps students find confidence within themselves.
Self-expression, it's affirming in a way that, you know, a new pair of shoes might do that somewhat, but those are just material things. This is beyond that. This is beyond nations, beyond politics, beyond history. I mean, there's the history of this art, but there's, you know, the living presence now. That's the beauty. You know, not the I love the mystery of yesteryear, but the beauty is now. This art form is a gateway to self-expression like none other. If a person, you know, wants to express their heritage, you know, their identity, this is an art form that's made for that.
The amount of time and effort demanded by this art form is high. Sophomore Eric Alvarado says it made him realize how much work was put into totem poles around Sitka.
The first time I came into this class, and like after like 10 strokes, I was sweating. So I got to give credit to those people who use the old-fashioned tools. Like, it's hard work.
But he and his classmates say they're eager to carve more. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa.